Responding to a California Public Records Act request filed by North State Public Radio, state officials released a 2006 map revised in June showing the extent of flooding if Oroville Dam failed when full. Flooding would cover parts of 8 counties and submerge an area from several miles west of Chico in Butte County south nearly to Rio Vista in Solano County. With the exception of the Sutter Buttes, areas inundated would reach across the Sacramento Valley, leaving Interstate 5 underwater between Willows and Maxwell and from outside Woodland to Sacramento itself. Large stretches of State Highways 20, 45, 70, 99, 113, and 162, along with Interstate 80, would also be flooded. Entire cities, some far from Oroville, would be partly submerged. Floodwaters would lap the outskirts of Willows, Williams, and Woodland, while flooding West Sacramento, Yuba City, Colusa, and Knights Landing. In Oroville itself, a disaster appears unsurvivable. Officials estimate that a dam failure would leave downtown Oroville under 87 feet of water. Peak floodwaters would leave Marysville beneath 26 feet of water and West Sacramento about 14. Officials anticipate people downstream would have more time to react. According to the simulation, residents of Biggs and Gridley would have about 4 hours before water started rising, Marysville and Yuba City about 10. Repair and reconstruction costs would likely be staggering. Outside the flood zone, Californians could face lengthy water shortages and disruption depending on damage to the levees and canals that help deliver water further south. The state would also have to survive for an undetermined period while the dam, which creates the state's second largest reservoir, is rebuilt. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.